All right, Scuba Steve, Triumph, Bud's Creek. Yeah. Jordan had a DNF. Austin fell twice. Yeah, how was the day?
It was good till the second moto was in the restart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jordan had a issue. I mean, a rock hit something and something came unplugged. That's reality, unfortunately. Yeah. Not ideal. And then Austin crashing twice. I mean, yeah, I mean, he went down on the start and then fell again. And so, I mean,
it's like the worst track to be way in the back, too. It's not, not easy.
Like, yeah, it's not like you can pass anywhere, right? Yeah. I actually think the track was good today as far as line choices and bumps, like way better than the last two. So that was a step in the right direction.
One of the downhills on TV looked horrific, like line-wise and bump-wise,
Yeah, so like that was good. So I was, you know, stoked on that, especially after the last couple.
Yep. So. SMX, how are we looking?
We look all right. Obviously, we're down two guys.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, we tried it. We started riding it last week, come up with some changes on the bike setup. It seemed to be good. Everybody's happy. So hopefully we can go in, you know, I guess maybe a little more prepared than last year, I guess. Yeah, you know, it seems how we didn't do it.
Right,
so,
right.
But, yeah, no, I think we'll be good.
Outdoors as a whole, Jordan put in some good. Jordan was consistently inconsistent, but when he was good, he was good. Jalik was really good for a long time. Austin was coming on. So there was some high points I felt for you guys this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely better. Obviously having four guys at one point, you know, was really good, you know, especially – I think it was Millville where we had everybody in the top 10. And,
oh, I forgot about Harrop. Yeah, Harrop was crushing it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, and then we had Mikkel. I mean, he rode well, and, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, that both of them got hurt. And, yeah, I mean, overall, I think we had a, you know, good year.
Yeah. An improved year, right?
An improved year, yeah. I mean, could be better. I mean, we around the podium, you know, a few podiums, nothing crazy. But, yeah, we'll just build off of that for next year.
And you yourself, you're more the technical guy, bike-wise. How much of improvement were the bikes this year over last year? And then how much can you make them better, do you think?
It's kind of a loaded question.
Okay. So they were better this year. Let's go with that.
Yeah, they were better. Obviously, we improved on the motor from last year, right? So that was a big push. And we still need to, you know, it's a 250, right? Yep. Everybody knows, everybody wants power. So, you know, we can still always be better there. Chassis-wise, we're pretty similar, honestly, from where we were last year. More on suspension changes more than anything.
Yeah.
Again, can be better in that department, too. Some things I don't like what it does, but
the work doesn't stop.
No, but it's hard. It's hard because, like, we try to, not to go into a full-length detail, but we try to duplicate what we have at home here, but then all of a sudden, like, you know, you use Unadilla in Indiana as an example, they weren't like what we had at home, right? So then we try to practice like that, and then all of a sudden we show up here, and then we're back to where we were.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's I think there needs to be a little more consistency in that area.
For SMX, do you run an SMX setup? Do you run Supercross with some motocross stuff or vice versa? Like, what are you closer to?
Well, last year we went guns a blazing with Supercross. We thought it was going to work until our guy, obviously, was down.
Right.
And we just, that's where we started this year.
Yeah.
Seems to be all right so far. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when we get to the tracks, may change or something and whatnot, and we'll reevaluate. But, I mean, for how big the jumps are and the way that they try to do it, you almost have to.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
No, there's some big rhythms they've had. 2 years now, they've had big stuff. So,
And we have similar to St. Louis layout.
Okay.
Well, we think it is anyways, right? And it's got some big rhythms in there. Mm-hmm. I don't think outdoor suspension's the way to go. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, just deal with the braking bumps and stop whining and know that you have good stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cool. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.